I just don't remember why, or I don't understand why they would have a huge shaker of some kind of spice on the table. Mexican restaurant, right? You got chips. You'd assume it'd be salt. And then all of a sudden, you just realize that shaker is sugar, and it's making all the chips sweet.
I'm going to keep saying it. Pay your fucking dues. It's the name of the goddamn podcast.
We've definitely paid our dues.
I mean, we can keep this in, too.
Nice. I think none of that got picked
intro.
Up because
yeah, it was too far away.
Because it was too far away.
I do like that about these because, like, I can't really hear it all right now.
There are times we've done this. Well, I mean, I've done this, but also done it with people. The train's gone by, not picked up.
Yeah.
Your room might be different because it's right there on the tracks. I don't know if it would pick it up down there, but it's probably, it'd be very minimal, I imagine.
Well, I know at least on my Blue Yeti, it can definitely pick it up when the train's going by. Well, I've been in like Discord calls and people have been like, what the fuck is that happening right now? And I said I live right by the train and somebody just said, oh, you live in the ghetto.
You don't live by a train. You live on the train
tracks. Yeah, exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, bros and hoes, welcome back to another episode of Pay Your Dues. Wait, oh, I meant to hit. Yeah. The applause button, not the laugh button. It's no joke.
The laugh track makes the same difference there, I think.
It's no joke. You gotta laugh at yourselves or like laugh at life sometimes just because, you know, we're all dumbasses sometimes. You can get red-faced or you can enjoy and say like, yeah, whatever. I'm fucking stupid. If you're new here, hit that subscribe button, that follow button, whatever platform you're listening on, Apple, Spotify, and pay your own dues by subscribing to the OnlyFans for exclusive access to that visual podcast, onlyfans.com/payyourdues. Oh, boys and girls, we are back in the time of school coming back around. And speaking of schools, we got some recent school grad, possibly grads, joining us with our live studio audience here. But you on the second microphone, you want to go ahead and introduce yourself. I don't know if you have a specific podcast alias you want to go by.
I don't have one right now. I guess I'll go ahead and introduce myself. My name is Aaron. I just graduated from Purdue, as Ash mentioned. Just moved out here to Des Moines and getting started on the podcasting business, I guess.
I guess so. Yeah, down in your room, you got the computer set up of looking like a streamer, and then you don't stream. And I was like, oh, well, I mean, I have the stuff that I could stream if I wanted to. I got the capture card. I got some microphones. I don't stream. I used to, though.
I mean, it's on my game plan here. I'm waiting to make a little bit more money, get a nice little mic set up like we got here, and a little bit better of a camera, and I think start streaming after that.
I'm going to be honest. Yeah, the funny thing about the camera with this setup is this was like 2 years ago when I was living in Maryland temporarily. I was recording a podcast. I think one of the guys says it in the podcast. And he says, that's the exact same camera my dad took on vacation. It looks like the same camera he took on vacation a good, like, 10 years ago or something.
I mean, I would say that is right spot on with a family vacation camera.
I'm going to be honest. That camera, I think I got it on Amazon. It was definitely less than $100. And it was sufficient, all I needed at that time. To be honest, I don't really know why I needed that camera, because my phone camera is actually better.
That's just a little harder to set up. You don't really have a stand for that. You got to find a nice little camera stand to work. And
yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's another thing. Another clown thing that I was doing for so long was, I mean, shit, I'm even doing it right now. Recording the video stuff on the video and the microphone stuff on the computer. When we were even talking about this a few minutes ago, programs like OBS allow you to do it at the same time.
I was going to say that we do got to get you set up with a little bit better of recording software here, because even with my setup right now, it's pretty easy to record camera and audio at the same time.
So. I need a third guy to switch between the cameras live, and then that would be able to help make that super efficient.
I know, we could hire a producer here.
I think it's a little too late to do that on this episode, but down the road, perhaps.
I think we'd get it set up, especially after I get my capture card and everything.
You familiar with the I think it's Blackmagic that makes it, the A10 Mini?
I don't think so.
A little switcher where you, like, on the live spot, you, like, hit between buttons to switch between cameras.
Yeah.
Things like, I think it's a couple $100, but, like, still, You only need one capture card. You got four cameras. Granted, like you need someone to switch the thing live.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if you're good about it, that'd be hard. You're sitting there trying to host a podcast and like who's talking, they're just like switching between cameras.
That's what you need the nice cameras for, because then they show you like the red light, so you know which one's live at that time.
Mm.
And you can just switch between them until you find the right one. Or just like you kind of learn which one you're looking for. And if you know which one's got the light on it, you know which one to look at or which one to focus on.
And I think four inputs is perfect, because more than four cameras, it's just like, that's just too much.
Yeah.
That's, what do you record, a podcast or a fucking movie?
Like, I mean,
makes no sense.
I feel like two is more than enough for the most part. Unless you're playing like one, if you were bringing up like the game stream you were talking about where you have one camera on each person and then maybe like an overall camera, switch between those three just to show like the different perspectives of it too.
Yeah, I was thinking you have one camera shot that's like the full, has both of us, like the camera shot that we got going right now. Mm. Then you have the individual cross shots at individualizing. And then you have the fourth one is just like the, I call it the dongle. It's like a little like thing that like rolls back and forth, just like
yeah.
a motion shot.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, but that's
just kind of like a more cinematic shot.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of
switching between person to person.
That like that podcast could win an Oscar right there. Or something,
I think so too.
Those lines.
Or honestly, if we were playing on this TV, you could have a fourth camera like set up in this corner up here. Both of us and the gameplay at the same time. Just switch to that and kind of see like an overall picture of what's going on.
Some other clown shit I should be doing right now, but my phone's charging. We should be live on TikTok right now, but my phone's in the other room. It's already on the charger, and I don't feel like going in and getting it.
I mean, we already started the podcast. There's no point to you right now, right?
Obviously, we're already going. Jeez. Silly me. How did you end up from Purdue to Des Moines, Iowa? I guess, actually, let's go back to the very beginning. What drew you to Purdue?
I'm from Indiana, Southern Indiana, so always wanted to go into engineering, so it was a pretty easy choice there. Just super cheap, super good school to go to. Basically, I knew my whole life I was going to Purdue. And, I ended up there after my freshman year, took a random internship back home. After sophomore year, I actually worked with John Deere virtually and based out of Des Moines, Iowa. So just kept kind of working with them, worked part-time. Last summer, I had an in-person internship with them out here, lived up in Ankeny. And then I just kept, you know, working for them until now, and accepted a full-time offer. So moved out here, been liking it a lot so far. Got one of my friends from college to move out with me. He's my roommate now, so it's kind of worked out pretty well.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you hear that? We have his name, we have the company he works for, and we have the town he's in. So if you have a problem with what he says, you know where to find HR.
I'll try to keep it a little calmed down tonight then, since I've released all that info.
Yeah, we'll see. We actually have another member of our live studio audience just walking in. By all means, same thing, since you're walking in new here, we got a third mic set up in case you want to chime in instead of just sitting there trying to be annoying and just like, yeah, disrupting the, just instead of disrupting the program, you can become a part of
the program. Oh, he looks interested in it.
Just don't scratch,
boys.
Just don't scratch the mic like last time.
I didn't scratch any mic last time, bro.
You were scratching the mic last time.
Why would
time.
I scratch the mic with my hand?
Yeah, there are a pair of headphones if you want to throw them on
to hear yourself.
Dankeschön.
So sitting to my left, the second guest to have joined us is Dr. Dre himself, making his third appearance, I believe, on Pay Your Dues.
Yes, sir.
So, what's your problem, man? You,
bro, I just got here.
He was in the very first episode ever recorded of this podcast. We recorded it in a cold winter day Valentine's Day at the OG Studio One
in West Des Moines.
And then podcast two was over a year ago now, and that was down in Florida. And now we're all back in Iowa again.
We've come long way since then.
What's our problem?
What do you mean, going back to Iowa?
Yeah. you were in New York. I was in Florida.
I'm only here temporary.
Yeah, somebody's moving out to Australia.
Yes, sir.
I tell myself I'm temporary too, but who even knows?
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's interesting. How different is Des Moines from Indiana?
It's about the same. I mean, the only difference that I've noticed so far is Des Moines is a little bigger of a city than Evansville, where I'm from. So, and actually living in the city makes it a little more noticeable. But apart from that, I mean,
he even
farmland everywhere.
The name of the town that he's from. If he bullied you in high school, you know where he works now. Keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen.
Drop a couple emails for HR if anybody'd be interested here in the comments. So,
hey, I'm not telling you to say anything. You're exposing yourself here, man. But no, I think everything you said so far is pretty calm, pretty chill. But who knows if you keep drinking? I don't know what side of you I'm going to see. I heard a funny story about you and some friends eating chips at a Mexican place, super late night a couple weeks ago. You want to tell the story yourself since I was not there? I don't want to tell your story for you.
So I would love to tell the story. It is a little hazy in my memory for some reason.
Listen,
not like I was drinking or anything, but...
Hey, there are parts of the story that I think you should not tell.
I just don't remember. I guess we'll skip right past that. I just don't remember why, or I don't understand why they would have a huge shaker of some kind of spice on the table. Mexican restaurant, right? You got chips. You'd assume it'd be salt. And then all of a sudden, you just realize that shaker is sugar, and it's making all the chips sweet.
Yeah, just the way that I heard the story was, I thought it was just so funny. You went through like three bowls of chips is what I heard.
I think it was two, but
two. Okay.
Same difference.
That's still a lot of chips, yeah. Though. That's a lot of chips.
Bro, they're free. Fuck it.
That's a lot of chips, and you're eating them, putting what you think is salt on them.
Just straight sugar.
And then after eating, it takes two full bowls of chips to realize, are these chips kind of sweet?
Well, it tasted a little weird, and again, pretty hazy. So, like, I do remember the feeling of, like, you know, this is a little strange, but I just figured they made some, like, sweet chips there. I don't know.
I'm trying to think. I mean, I wanted to ask, like, what's the weirdest thing you've ever ate when you're hammered? And I'm trying to think about it, but there probably is something that I don't remember eating.
I think that would probably be the weirdest, is something you don't remember. It's got to be just like, I guess I have somewhat of a funny story. We were all pretty drunk one night, me and my roommates from college, and we had come back from the bar. One of my roommates was making his special chicken, which, if you look at pictures of it, it is just chicken with no spice, no sauce, nothing on it. Just straight chicken.
Special chicken.
And he pulled it out of the oven, and we set it on this, like, donut box we had. And we thought it was the funniest thing ever. All, like, me and one other guy, we both posted it on our stories, and we put, like, Mona Lisa or Picasso on it. We thought it was so funny because we were just so drunk looking at it. And looking at it the next day, I was like, I showed it to my roommate who made it, and I was like, why would you eat this?
I feel kind of clown that you're saying special chicken with no sauce, nothing, just straight out of the oven, because that's what, like, I eat for lunch every single day. it's just some frozen chicken that I baked on 400 for like 30 minutes. I don't know how long it takes me to shower is how long it bakes for.
Why don't you put seasoning on it?
Because I don't have seasoning and I don't feel like buying any.
Okay.
See, I feel like seasoning's a ripoff, honestly. It's so
expensive. Bro, it makes it taste good.
No, I buy it, but I just feel bad buying it every time because I'm paying $5 for like a can smaller than this beer can is of like
that's true.
Paprika or something.
But how long
it used to be valuable back in the day, though.
Yeah, that's true.
It lasts you a while, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, most of them do.
Most of them do. I mean, what if there's like little like those? Aren't there like seasoning packets where it's like a one-time use?
I mean, they have like the taco seasoning that way. That taco seasoning is a good deal, like 90 cents for a little packet.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Taco seasoning, where like you don't even need water, just like the grease does enough.
Nah, I think you still put a little water in there.
Do you need water?
I add a little bit.
I remember one time I made tacos with some girl on a date. We'd been seeing each other, so it got to the point of like, all right, let's cook a meal together. We made tacos.
Pretty serious then.
I don't know.
What date is the date that you make tacos? Is that the third date? Is that the fifth date?
I think this was like the fourth.
Okay, yeah, that's definitely taco day.
Yeah. Yeah. Not the first or the second. First or second's bad deal.
No, we were making the tacos and she was like, okay, just you need like a splash of water. And I had like a pot halfway full of water. And she's like, are you fucking stupid? I think that was the last time she spent the night.
Oh, were the tacos that bad?
No, the tacos were good. The tacos were good.
Good in your opinion or in both of your guys'
opinion? I ended up dumping out the water because I was like, all right, if I'm going to get clowned for it, you can make the fucking beef in the seasoning then.
Well, if you said it that way, that's probably why she didn't.
Well, I don't think I said it that way. I think that was at the time in my life when I went a good like 2 years without saying the F word.
What brought you to do that?
I don't know. There are multiple filters that got a little bit worse in me once I moved to Florida, I'll be honestly.
It's you just, talking F word or F slur, just to clear things up here.
Oh.
I'm talking about the F word.
Okay.
It's interesting. In the Midwest, it seems like even though like, yeah, people are more traditional, laid back out here, people are a little more filtered with what they say. On the East Coast, they don't give a fuck. Ain't that right, New York boy?
Yeah. Pretty much.
East Coast people don't give a fuck.
I think I could see that for the Midwest, but for Southern Indiana, at least, that is not true.
I picture like the West Coast being like very protected and like what, like, don't say this, don't say that. And then like I grew up like in a small town of like under 10,000 people. A lot of stuff slid that probably shouldn't have. But in general, it seems like people overall are very like, they're out to protect one another.
I think it's just the niceness that comes from the Midwest. Like, for the most part, people aren't looking to kind of make anybody feel bad or feel out of place. You're trying to make everybody kind of feel at home. And I don't think the same goes for, like, the East Coast or the South, I guess. Because they're not in a bad way that they're not looking for that, but they just aren't thinking the same way.
I would say, actually, like this, granted, the South, it's probably pretty similar to the Midwest, where it's, like, camaraderie, community thing. But, like, yeah, like the cities, obviously, people are out for themselves.
Yeah, I just think they have a different idea of what's okay to say down in the South for the most part.
All right, next topic here. Oh, I forgot. There was something that was mentioned a moment ago, and I already forgot it.
It is Friday today.
Next topic of discussion. So you ended up in Des Moines, and are you enjoying it so far?
It's been pretty fun.
Any regrets?
Not really. Obviously my family's still back in Indiana, but they're probably moving soon. So it's been nice out here. Met you, so, you know, kind of made it fun.
Am I the highlight of your move?
I don't know if I'd say the highlight. Maybe top 25. You get on like the highlight reel. You're not number one, but like you're on the highlight reel.
Top 25 ranking, like it's college football. It's like, hey, you made the ranking, but you know, what does that really mean? What does that really mean?
It's better than not making it, if we're being honest here.
Is this a later season ranking or a preseason ranking where you don't really know?
More of a, I'd say this is like mid to late, not like for sure, but like
understood,
not just random.
We'll take it. What is the highlight of moving to Des Moines then so far?
If I'm being honest, it's probably just being a salaried employee. Been getting paid a lot more than I'm used to, so that's been nice. I've actually got enough money coming in to spend some money on a mic setup like we got here, so I'm looking forward to that. I don't know if there's, yeah, I mean, been liking the job a lot. I think I'll probably live out here for a while, but not downtown. Probably move out to like suburb or something next year. But
that was what I was thinking. Do you see yourself staying here for an extended period of time?
Yeah, I'm Midwest guy through and through, so I love the atmosphere here, love the environment. So I'll probably be here for 15, 20, 25 years.
That's crazy.
It's weird. I've came to the realization in the last like 2 years, I'd say, that this place outside of football season is very complacent with mediocrity. But during football season, the atmosphere is second to none.
That's what the vacations are for. You got football season for, let's say, a quarter of the year. Got your vacation days. You can travel wherever you want for the rest of the year.
Little bits. I will say, when I was living in Florida and then flying to football games, that was expensive, but that was really fun because then you get to deal with the weather just because you choose to. It's not your lifestyle. You live somewhere warm, then you go somewhere cold because you want to. You're prepared for it. You packed for it. And then you say, bye-bye, fuck all of you. I'm going back to some 70 degrees weather.
I guess that's the difference here. I'm not a big fan of hot weather. I would much rather live in the cold.
So you'd rather live in Alaska than Florida?
Alaska would be really cool, though, yeah, for a couple years.
Pretty sweet.
It'd be cool during the summer.
No, it'd be cold during the winter.
During the winter.
The summer is actually warm there.
Wait a second. I think I said that backwards. The Alaska's cool during this. It's awesome during the summer.
Yeah, no, we know what you meant, but yeah, it'd be sweet both seasons.
Did you know that the sun doesn't set there at night during the summer?
Yeah, it's like known for like the 18-hour days or whatever, yep. 19 hours, something like that.
Because the Earth aliens. Is flat, that's why.
Oh, I wondered why you threw the conspiracy sound up.
Because the Earth is flat, that's why Alaska, the sun didn't set at night.
Okay, let's get into this. How much further north of Alaska do you have to go to find the ice wall?
Alaska's in the center of the Earth, not the edge. Antarctica is the edge.
So you're saying Alaska is in the center of the Earth?
Alaska and the North Pole. North Pole is, so let's say the Earth is shaped like a pizza, right? And the ice wall is the crust around the edge. And the North Pole is like some fat piece of pepperoni right in the middle.
The North Pole is in the middle of the Earth?
Yeah.
What's around the edges then? What's close to the edge?
Antarctica is the edge.
Antarctica goes all the way around?
Exactly.
Okay, I haven't heard that one before.
It's the crust.
It's the crust, yeah.
Why does nobody ever try to get past the ice wall?
I don't know why. I think they just can't. That's why the government doesn't let us go there.
Which government owns the ice wall?
The government.
United Nations.
The government of the ice wall nation.
All right, I don't have any argument to that.
I'm not saying the Earth is flat, but I do think it's odd how when you fly from the U.S. to China, why don't they go straight? Why do they fly north?
Because it's not flat.
If it wasn't if it was flat, if it was not flat, wouldn't going straight across be shorter than flying north and going round?
I think you're mixing it up here. If it was flat, it'd be shorter to go straight.
No, because that would make the Pacific Ocean bigger. Well, it would make it seem big. I haven't gotten a flat Earth debate in like 3 years.
I've never gotten into one. It's my first, actually.
I will say, there was a video that I watched. It was on Jubilee, whatever that YouTube channel is, where they bring people into debate. And they had scientists versus flat earthers. And I turned on the video thinking, well, this is a fucking easy argument. And then the flat earthers were actually making some solid points. And I was like, fuck. who even knows?
Okay, but have you seen that Netflix special, the Flat Earth special?
I was about to bring that up.
Yeah,
has Nick ever talked to you about that?
I've heard it about at the end how like they're like the thing they use like laser pointers to try and track it.
They literally prove themselves wrong.
Yeah. Anyways, though, NASA is lying. It's crazy. How about the Denver airport though?
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up.
What happened?
I did. So first time I went to the Denver airport was this March actually. Drove in, Ubered in, saw the fucking horse outside. I immediately knew it was cursed.
I haven't seen for it myself, but apparently the barbed wire in the airport is directed in.
I don't know about the barbed wire, but I do know inside a lot of construction going on, so there was not like a ton that could be looked at, but at our gate, at baggage claim, everything, weird ass gargoyles everywhere, a lot of red, just fucked up in general.
You had me at construction. Construction. Is it real?
I don't think so.
This fucking road a block down here has been under construction for the last like 6 goddamn months, and they're not even they're not even close to being done, it looks like.
I think they just like throwing cones down just for fun, to be honest.
I think they purposely destroyed the road so that way it would make people late for work.
They are paid hourly as well.
Cuz they think it's funny.
It's the government working. That'll get you.
The flat earth government.
The ice, goddamn ice ball government. I don't understand what's wrong with this road though. This thing, when it was two lanes on each side, so efficient. But every single day, all day, especially at rush hour, morning and night, it's just a shit show. Everybody's down here trying to square up low key in their cars, you know, because everybody thinks they're tough behind the wheel of a automobile.
Or especially when you got like a little Toyota Camry down there, you know? You're feeling like hot shit behind the wheel.
I swear to God, that's like the number one way that people who are insecure in their real life, how they feel confident, how they cope, is just drive like a dick. You'll feel better about yourself.
I will say, I have not lived here when it's been less than one lane on each side. So I've gotten used to that side of it. But on this side where there's just one lane now, it's fucked.
Well, because if you see the road, it's three lanes on each side. Yeah. So when it's working to like how it's supposed to, great. It is. It's a phenomenal road. Oh, it's one of the best roads in
one
in
of the city. Okay, rank it top five. Give me four of your other top five roads.
Oh, top five roads in the city or in like
all time? Ever all time. Can I tell you my number one?
I think so. This involves like party streets too.
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
Party streets / driving. You got to be able to drive on.
Number one, I'm gonna say Atlantic Avenue in Delray Beach, Florida. That place is fun. You got Throw Social. You got
Throat.
You got Salt. You got The Office, and you got Tin Roof.
Have you ever heard of Throat?
A bunch of other places.
I have not. It's just called Throat. It's like the grimiest like club. It's super fun.
Just from the name, it sounds pretty grimy. But
he's obviously lying because he thinks it's way funnier than anybody else thinks it's funny. The place is called Throw, as in like throw. It's like
games. I feel like you said throat as well.
I heard throw too.
The action of throw.
Like throat? Like action of throating something?
THROW, Tango Hotel Romeo Oscar Whiskey.
T. Throat.
Anyways.
It sounds pretty fun.
I'll say Atlantic Avenue. I wouldn't put that in the top five. number two, Congress Avenue in down there in South Florida too. A lot of restaurants on there. A lot of bar districts. Congress is loaded. Court Avenue, Des Moines.
Oh yeah.
No, that one has to be a joke. I don't know. I want to say I-95 because like I-95 sucks, but it's a war zone. It's kind of funny that it's a war zone.
I mean, some interstates are just kind of built like that.
I mean, yeah. Top five, Clinton Street in Iowa City.
Just because of the name?
Well, because you have the university on one side and bars on the other. So you can like walk outside either one and just be... You can go straight from degeneracy to student in the matter of like 10 steps. So that's pretty dope. Oh, top streets. Honestly, I'm out of ideas. I can't think of many streets other than that.
I've got two. I was going to say just from back from Purdue, State Street. All the bars are along State Street. And then Pierce, because one side you got Harry's, one side you got campus. So kind of.
Got all the bars on State Street, all two of them?
We've got at least four. Some of them been closed, but, you know, we still got them.
I've heard that Purdue's not too known for their bar scene.
It's not even fun when you go to Purdue, if I'm being honest. You just got to make it fun yourself. We did get a nice little Neon Cactus opened up last year. A little, like, club. That was fun, but bar-wise, it's pretty bad.
That's interesting. You said you got to make it fun. That sounds like just some typical Midwest shit. It's like, hey, it sucks here, but we make it fun.
Well, I mean, like, I've had this conversation with a couple of people where if you're with a fun group of people, it doesn't matter where you're at. You can be in boring, like, North Dakota or, like, I don't know, somewhere that there's just nothing to do. But if you're with a fun group, it's a good time. Now, you could be in the funnest city in the world. You could be in New York City. You could be in Miami. You could be abroad. And if you're not with that fun of a group, it could also suck.
I got a question for you guys thinking about that. So, obviously, Iowa is pretty similar to Indiana. In high school, was Sonic ever kind of like the weekend spot to go to?
Not in my town.
I've never been to Sonic.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Back where I'm from, Friday, Saturday night, we didn't know what was going on. Nobody was having like people over.
You'd go to Sonic?
We'd go hang out at Sonic, that's park cool. all of our cars next to each other, just hang out.
I need to ask then, how big was your high school grad class?
So it's
10?
It kind of throws you off. My grad class was only like 130, 120.
Oh, that's like the same size as mine.
Yeah, well, we had like, I think 11 high schools in our city, and there were five of them over like 500 people in the grad class. So we had like quite a big high school like area. Just I went to a private school, so it was a little smaller.
Okay. I guess 120 for a private school is decently sized then. So Evansville, what's the population of Evansville?
I want to say like 170, 180, close to 200 for like the metro area. So Evansville and then like a couple like, not necessarily cities, but like little towns around it.
358, 676 total
metro. Oh, I was way off on that.
That's decent. I mean, obviously like that's not like, that's no Columbus or Detroit or New York.
Or Chicago.
Or Des Moines.
Des Moines like double that. Des Moines population.
I believe it's like 800,000.
It's like 100,000.
I think it's like over under 800.
800 people?
Metro. 699, okay.
Oh, it's
okay,
only so 699 double, people.
700,000. I mean, it feels... I don't know. It's hard to believe that I drive 20 minutes and I drive past 700,000 people.
Well, I think that's the metro area, so that includes like suburbs.
Right, right. That's saying like if I get my car, I just drive for 20.
I guess if you're going like out to Altoona, you're basically outside the metro at that point.
I mean, that's the metro.
Well, I mean, like there's not much past it though. That's kind of the edge, right?
No, like the edge of Altoona, the edge of it.
Yeah, because that's what like Des Moines downtown feels a lot bigger than Evansville. And I think, like, we don't really have a suburb. It's just Evansville.
So the weird thing about Des Moines compared to, like, when I was living on the East Coast, I don't know if it's just because of it being a smaller city, but Des Moines feels, like, very young.
Yeah.
Like, the downtown especially.
Like, building-wise or people-wise?
People-wise. Like, yeah. I'm 26 right now, and I go out, and it seems like I'm older than, like, everybody.
Yeah. I mean, you are pretty old, so it makes sense.
It's like, I mean, there's also, like, a stigma to, I mean, yeah, the Midwest about, like, people want to, like, settle down earlier because they're complacent with mediocrity.
Oh, don't be me. Everyone has their own thing in life, you know?
No, I literally was, like, at a happy hour for work, like, a couple months ago, and at that time, I was still 25. And I said, like, yeah, I'd go out to the bars, like, once a week or so. And this guy, I think he was, like, I don't know, he's, like, 29 or something. He's, like, oh, you still go out to the bars and stuff? Like, what do you mean I still go out to the bars and stuff?
I guess it could be the mentality. At the same time, I mean, like, we kind of hit a wall in going out in Des Moines. When, like, before the pandemic, we went to a lot of... We pretty much went to every single brewery there was. We went to, like, the same bar multiple times. After a while, it gets boring, so I understand if they just stop going out. Because there's only so many places you can go out here.
The thing is, it's going to be fun to go to all of them again, because neither of us have been to any of them
before. Oh, no, I know. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like reinvigorating your youth there.
100%. My youth, bro.
I will say also, it does feel different, though, being here ever since moving away a couple years ago. It feels bigger now. I think maybe more people are going out now because they're not scared of COVID as much as they were 2 years ago. More people are vaccinated now, I guess. But yeah, I think there's just... Some people say the area is just growing. It's not growing that much, I don't think.
At least from...
I mean, it's growing in the sense that it's got you guys from out of state, though.
It's got a lot of people from out of state. Yeah. And I feel like that's a new thing.
We were talking about this actually just last weekend when we were going out. When we were... I mean, maybe we sucked at socializing like 2 years ago when we were here before... But everybody that we knew was either like from college or friends from college or friends from high school's friends and just friend of a friend pretty much.
Yeah.
And everybody was from Iowa or from like a state nearby. And everybody I think that was from a different state has moved out of state now. This summer, like the past few months of living here, we've met everybody we've met, it seems, is from a different state. You guys are from Indiana. We met people from Texas. We met people from
Michigan.
Met some guy from Arizona. I don't think you've met that guy either.
I don't think so.
Met some guy from California back when he used to go to karaoke every single weekend because I wasn't working. I was just a degenerate. all these out-of-state people are coming here now, and it's like it's the same Des Moines that I remember. Just, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, at least from what I've seen, I feel like downtown area and a lot of the suburbs have a lot of new kind of people living there, new buildings going on, or like they're trying to make it nicer where people kind of want to live here more. And I think it has paid off because it is, like, at least for me moving here, I do enjoy it a lot. I think it's a super nice area to live. It's got everything you could need or want.
Do you think if you plan to be around here for that 10, 15 years that you're talking about and... You know, not to get too ahead of yourself, but just hypothetically, having a family, would you want your kids paying out-of-state tuition to go to Purdue and follow the legacy, or are you fine with them?
They're not going to Iowa, if that's what you're going to ask. No.
My
kids are going to go into engineering school, so Iowa's off the question.
Hey, just get to Iowa State.
I mean, Iowa has... They have biomedical engineering, and... mechanical engineering and civil engineering.
So all the bad ones.
Honestly, like, hey, you're saying it, so I don't have to. Because I remember, yeah, there was a lot of guys in me and a Dr. Dre over here. We were a member of the same fraternity. Most frat guys, it seems, at Iowa especially, were like business finance guys. We had a good amount of engineering guys in our house, and I always grew up knowing that, like, Iowa State was overall superior engineering school.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are saying, like, oh, Iowa's engineering school, good, this, that. It's like, I've grown up an hour away from this school, and I've never heard too much good things about the engineering school here. I think the biomedical engineering solid because of, like, the med schools.
Well, but I think biomed has, like, they kind of work with, like, the seeds and stuff too, right? So it kind of helps, like, being around ag a lot to have a better school with that?
I don't know. That sounds pretty land grant if you ask me.
Maybe it's Iowa State then.
That does sound, it sounds rather land grant to do. I think that's like medical engineering stuff, like for like humans, you know, like live test subjects.
Yeah, so.
Homo sapiens.
Yeah. I don't think it has to do with the seeds. Most, because like Iowa is just like
human seeds, but
I mean, that's just maybe more important than actual seeds. And that's coming from me. So,
I mean, I don't know. We do need food to survive, unfortunately. They got, yeah, they're the ag school, though. They have an ag business major and stuff. And, like, I don't know. Iowa definitely, like, is a better school as far as, like, if you know what you want to do. But if you don't know what you want to do, I think Iowa State does offer more majors.
Oh, yeah. Iowa State, choose your adventure in the background. Engineering. Have you seen the commercial?
No, I've seen the commercial.
Yeah, yeah, choose your adventure. And then in the background, there's just, like, a million engineering.
Seriously?
No. But
no, the ironic,
like a running joke. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
The ironic thing about it, though, is that...
Go ahead.
I feel like a lot of people go to Iowa State because of the engineering reputation. Yeah, the fireworks are going off right now because of the
Are not fireworks.
Those are mortars.
Is it North Korea, finally?
Bro, with the lights and everything, it looks like. Look.
I can smell smoke in the room here. Is it just me? I think I can smell
smoke. Josh is concerned. I don't think I smell anything
right now. They finally found him.
Oh, no.
What was I? It seems like a lot of people go to Iowa State because they want to go into engineering. Then they realize, oh, this is fucking hard. Then they switch majors.
I have no idea.
That happens at Purdue too.
Everybody I know from Iowa State is an engineer. Josh is just showing us some porn.
Yeah, I can't.
What is producer showing us?
It says Purdue West Lafayette, number
464
best engineering schools?
Ranked number 464. Out of 465.
Overall, or?
Ooh.
Yeah, my kids are going to Purdue.
What's the out-of-state tuition look like at Purdue? How disgusting is it?
I don't think it's that bad. Yeah.
20K a semester?
So out-of-state's cheaper than Illinois in-state is. I do know that.
Yeah, Illinois is fucked.
Yeah. Illinois is one of those states where, like, they just need to get, like, a wall built around them to keep them in. And not like let them go anywhere else.
Chicago's cool though.
I mean, no,
we had a great time in Chicago.
No, it's like
Chicago's fun.
It's like one of those places that you can go in and you can go back, but then that they can't leave.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, they're stuck there.
Yeah, like if you're from Illinois, sorry,
they need a visa to go to other states.
Yeah, I will be honest. I did get lucky. I was actually born in Southern Illinois. Oh. I barely made it out with my life when I was like 2.
Nice.
They tried to keep me in. No, that's a good thing. That's that thing.
No, that's just the fact that your birth certificate is Illinois.
Yeah, it's pretty depressing, honestly. It says Carbondale on it. It sucks.
It's weird. Like it seems like the people who come from the shittiest places take the most pride in it. Like when I was out on the East Coast, the people with the biggest fucking egos, New Jersey fucks.
Yeah,
I have mixed feelings. I came into New York thinking New Jersey people are going to be like terrible people, but New Jersey was nice every time I went. Like, of course, I went to the nice parts of New Jersey, but everybody was nice. I don't know. I don't remember what they were called, but every time I would go, like it was all right. It was like new. It was fairly clean.
I know, like, right across from New York City.
Oh, yeah, it's fine there.
That place looks crazy. They've got, like, all the huge buildings there because it's so much cheaper.
Yeah.
And then I think Ocean City is pretty cool, too, from what I've heard. But I don't know much about the rest of New Jersey.
I haven't seen that much New Jersey, but the little I have seen, it's pretty chill.
I'm just going off of my personal experiences.
I've heard Staten Island. I haven't met anybody from Staten Island, but I heard they're pretty outspoken.
I mean, Staten Island's weird because it touches New Jersey, but it doesn't touch the rest of New York. But it's part of New York.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
It's also got a weird name, like Staten Island.
Yeah. I don't get it. But what I'm saying about New Jersey, though, I'm just my own experience. It just seems like people don't like me from New Jersey. I don't know what I do to piss them off. I don't know what I did to piss in their Cheerios.
I will say I'm not a big fan of New Jersey just because they make you let them pass or... Pump your gas. Yeah.
That's strange.
It is weird.
Oh, you didn't know that?
Mm-mm.
In the city?
Yeah, it just throws me off.
In
a
New Jersey,
bit.
It's illegal for you to pump your own gas.
Why? Are they incapable of doing it?
Apparently.
If I knew the why to that, I would share it.
Do you have to pay them to pump your gas?
I don't think so.
Then that's fine. They can pump my gas if they want. I don't care.
I think the gas is cheaper, but like it's one of those jobs where you're supposed to tip them.
Yeah. How much? 20%? 15%?
I don't know.
Probably just expensive. Throw a buck? Five or something.
Like a 5 cent?
Throw them a few bucks.
A five? Fuck, okay.
I feel like, I mean, at this point, like, who's throwing anything less than like a five as a tip? Unless you're tipping for like a meal.
I just don't picture myself as a high school student or whatever age you need to be, applying for a job online saying gas pumper.
Yeah, that's on your resume. Yeah. 4 years straight.
What did you, so tell me about your experience of being a gas pumper at 7-Eleven.
Manual labor.
I met a lot of weird people, trust me.
I'm sure. No, I mean, okay. I don't want to get too far in the weeds here of like controversial topics. But something about people from New Jersey don't like me.
I don't think this is even controversial. I think it's just New Jersey.
Well, New Jersey has a very big Italian population. I don't know why, but it seems like Italian people don't like me.
I mean,
there's a difference from Italian American people and regular Italians, though. That's something I've noticed. Like, Italian American people are extremely proud of being Italian American, and they act in a very interesting way. Because when you talk to regular Italians, they don't act like that.
They just They just be like, "Oh yeah, I'm from Italy. Yeah, whatever."
Are you saying New Jersey, like the New Jersey population, is more just Italian?
It's very Italian.
I think they're very Italian American. Or are they Italian?
No, I doubt it, dude.
It seems like they're very Italian American.
Yeah.
That's just a random guy we made up.
One of the things, it's like, you know, people always talk about racism.
It's a caricature.
People always talk about racism between races, but racism within races is fucking real.
Oh, it's pretty silly.
It's the most absurd thing possible, but I feel, I don't know, I could be wrong, but it seems like Italians, when it comes to white people, are the fucking worst about it.
What do you mean? Italians are white a lot of times.
No, that's what you're saying.
I'm saying within white people, it's the Italians who are like, "Oh, you're not Italian? I don't fuck with you."
Really? I don't know. I haven't had much.
I've heard a lot worse things about French people.
Oh, I don't know.
With white people. Or at least French with Americans. I've heard bad.
So that's the weird thing. I've had a lot of experiences with French people, and they think the same thing that we think. You know how we think French people hate all Americans? Yeah. They think all Americans hate all French people.
Which is crazy.
And then they're like, "No, we love..." This is the French people. I can't do a French accent, but they're like, we love Americans.
No, try.
Wait. No, they're like, "We love American culture. It sucks they hate us." And we're like, "We don't." They're like, "You don't?" And I was like, "We thought you hated us." We're like, "No, we love you."
Yeah.
It's crazy. So, yeah, they have the same stereotype.
It's weird. Just like, I feel like there's certain things like that are never going to like merge with each other. Because like each culture is going to believe the same thing about the other one.
Everybody's standoffish because they have a preconceived notion about what the others think about them.
Mm.
It's big word.
Big speech. Big thoughts. Quick maths. I don't know. It seems like Italians are very exclusive too.
I disagree with that. Every experience I've had with Italians and like being in Italy, they were all so nice.
No, Italian,
I feel like they're very welcoming.
Italian Americans.
I don't know.
I don't see them. Yeah, they've been all fine.
I don't know. Maybe
they like to hang out in their group and they're very proud of like their traditions and like they love to show that like, "Look, I'm Italian," this and that. But yeah, that's about it.
I think I'm saying too much. I guess.
No, you're fine. Everyone has their opinion.
I mean, it is a podcast. We got to keep talking about random shit the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just concerned because I don't want.
I'm concerned about those Italians. They're just standing around eating their cannolis.
Yeah, you can. For the podcast, you can say it in the most like derogatory way possible. I'm concerned about what those people think.
Oh, the Gabagoos.
Don't let your roommate see this one.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm more Italian than he is.
He's only 30%.
Yeah.
He did the 23andMe. I always say it. He's like, "Dude, I was like 40%. I'm like, "Ah." But no, yeah. But I do see that. They're extremely, extremely prideful.
That's kind of cool at the same time, though.
It is.
I'm like a mix of like everything Northern European. So, you know, I'm like, "Fuck yeah, let's go to Europe." But
hell yeah.
I don't have any like specific country to cheer for.
Yeah. I've never taken a DNA test. I know roughly half of me comes from a part in Europe where if I take pride, it's a problem. So
a little German?
I just don't talk about it.
Is that German or?
Oh, I thought there was a positive button. Yeah, you got that right.
Here, so I just pulled mine up right now. A nice little segment.
Oh, you did one?
Yeah.
So Which one did you do?
23andMe.
Nice.
I'm 78% British and Irish.
You look British.
British.
Well.
Damn. Does that mean his teeth are fucked?
British, right? No. My teeth are good, right?
No. Yeah. It's not the teeth. It's just like the face, the facial shape.
All right. Just all fucked up.
16% French and German. I thought I'd be more German than I am. My mom's whole family is like German. And then 1.3% Southern European. So like basically all British and Irish.
Cool.
Yeah, Tyler got a bunch of British soon. He was surprised by that.
He was like, you know, mostly British and Irish and like not even like as anywhere near as much Italian as he thought that he was.
I will say I was pretty pissed when I took that the first time. Because my great, great grandma, whole life, my dad was like, yeah, you know, I'm like 1/16th Cherokee. And so my whole life I've been running with it. I was like, yeah, I'm 3% Cherokee. I thought it was pretty cool just to be like from that. Took the DNA test, no Native American in me, nothing.
Well, the DNA tests are still being advanced. Like they're not 100% accurate.
Yeah, at least right now, she's a liar. Pretty pissed at her.
Yeah. Is your grandma Elizabeth Warren?
No, she's not. That's the funny part, is she's not.
Okay.
I don't even know the full story, but wasn't it that she was claiming to be Native and then the DNA test showed that she was less
Native? Yeah, she said she was like 6%.
I have no idea. I saw like 1/16th. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah. It was something crazy like that. And then the DNA test came back and she was like nothing.
She was like less than like what the average American is.
Yeah.
That's just the way I heard. I don't even know.
I have no idea. It was just a meme.
Yeah. No, it was pretty funny. No, she's not. I'm glad I'm not related to Miss Warren.
That'd be kind of cool. If you had not taken a DNA test, what's... and like not assuming it's like a majority part of you, but what is a part of your DNA that you would hope to find? Like, is there any country that you think it'd be fucking awesome if you were like 5%?
Yeah, Nordic. Any Nordic country.
Nordic?
I think the Vikings are sick. So yeah, Nordic. I mean, I'm like not that tall and not like big, so it wouldn't really make sense. But a Nordic country would be cool.
Back then, I don't even know. Like, you wouldn't have to be that tall to tower over most people back in the day. Like, think of your average, like, Roman. I think they were, like, 5'4", 5'5". Yeah,
that's why, is it Napoleon?
Oh, yeah. Part?
Yeah, he's thought of, like, as being super short, but he was, like, the average height for that
time. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. It's because they were all, like, not, they had bad nutrition, so they didn't grow.
They also lived to be, like, 35, so that helps.
What about you if you took a DNA test? Not a majority of you, but just like, what would you hope to find? Just like a 5%, like, oh, that's fucking cool.
So I guess it's not a hope, but I'm guessing in Peru, which I'm mostly Peruvian, there's been a huge mix of like all kinds of cultures, including like Asian cultures, European, all over. Having some sort of Asian would be really sick. I think that'd be interesting. And I probably have some sort of Asian. I have no idea what though. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Either like some, just like a small 5% of either something in Asia or something in Africa.
That'd be interesting too.
Because like, a lot of like the Northern African countries have like roots to like biblical times.
Or like if you guys, especially with your European ties, Neanderthal.
That'd be pretty cool. Yeah. I thought, yeah. I did think Neanderthal would be pretty cool. And like my little eyeline here kind of comes out a little bit, so I was like, oh shit, I might be a little bit, but no, I was like less than normal or something.
Did it say it would tell you?
Yeah, oh, I can pull it up real quick. I don't remember what it was, but it was not very high. But yeah, Neanderthal would be cool. I do think I think it would be super cool, like apart from just like a certain race, to have like a trace back to somebody important, like a Mesopotamian era person or like. an old Greek, like Sparta or Roman person or something like that.
I was thinking like cool. Egyptian. Like
Egyptian would be cool too.
Egyptian. Imagine if like you're like great, 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 great. Like say that like 100 times was like your uncle was like the Ramesses.
That'd be crazy.
It's like, damn, he was a bad guy in the Bible, but I'm related to him. Kind of cool.
At least your aunt's not Cleopatra. Heard she was a whore.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my favorite word.
Historical controversy.
So how about Cleopatra, though? What do you think? How do you think she'd look nowadays? Do you think she'd look pretty appealing?
That's a hard question to answer.
Did you ever hear about the Egyptian philosophy with, I think it's your eyelashes?
No.
No, I didn't.
Long eyelashes symbol purity. So if your eyelashes fall out, it means you're a lustful shit.
Where's this going with Cleopatra? Does she have long eyelashes or short ones?
I'm going to guess those things. If what you're saying is true and she was
She probably didn't have eyelashes at that point.
She was probably balding on her eyes.
Yeah, I would say so. I will say, just because we were talking about it earlier, I have... they account for less than 2% of my DNA, my Neanderthal. Mm. And it's... I have more Neanderthal DNA than 23% of our other customers, so... Pretty low.
Interesting.
Thing about those two is that imagine being the very first person to take it when they have no data to go off of. They're probably like, we don't fucking know. Wait.
You're the most European, most African, most Asian person we've ever tested.
The first person that does it, they say like, they probably said to them, where do you think your family's from? And break it down in a pie chart. All right, thank you. Then that's what it had to be. The first like 10 people, they're just asking them what they think, and then they're waiting some averages.
Yeah, you know, they lived about 20 minutes away from me for 15 years, and then they moved a little bit before that.
Oh, I actually have a funny. It's like it's funny and it's kind of like weird, but it's mostly funny regarding a 23andMe. So my older sister did it.
Weird.
And it turns out she had a second or third cousin who I don't want to say their name, but I looked up this guy's name. Turns out he was the brother of some chick that I matched with on Tinder, and I didn't do anything with her. I never met up with her, but she sent me some stuff.
There you go.
And at that time, I didn't know that she may or may not be my cousin. I just thought, just a girl off Tinder. And then I found out about that, and I was like, that would explain why she's also blonde with brown eyes.
I mean, that's not that uncommon.
I mean...
good old small town Iowa.
Not even small town, though. Just...
Iowa.
I don't know.
Midwest.
Speaking of small town shit, you know what really pisses me off? When people say small world over something that's not... fucking small world.
Okay.
It's like an hour away. That's not small world.
Small world?
There's a lot of things that have happened in Des Moines that have been small world.
No. If you're moving from another state, that's entirely different. Like, if you're here in the last year, I'm sure there's stuff that's come up. But there will be some shit where it's like, I grew up an hour away from here, and somebody grew up in a small town like 20 minutes away from me, like high school rivals who lives here, and they'll be like, ah, small world. I'm from... Sanderhosen or whatever. That's a fake name. They just name off some random town like, okay, well, we're an hour away from where we grew up. Of course, it's not unlikely. No, you want to know some real small town world shit? When I was living in Maryland, the company that I worked at, I was coming back from my break one day, and I saw an Iowa license plate, and I was like, oh, this is cool. I didn't know anybody else from Iowa worked here. And then Iowa license plates, all of them show the county on them. It has the same county that I grew up in. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, this is cooking steam right now. This is crazy. So then I look up, and he also has a University of Iowa frame on the plate. So I just look him up on LinkedIn. I find the guy. He works for my company.
Wait. You looked him up? How did you know his name?
I didn't know his name. I just went to LinkedIn, typed in my company name, typed in University of Iowa. Only one guy came up, and I was like, all right, this has to be him. And I just connected with him and I said, hey, I just started working with the same company as you. I'm also from Iowa. I'm also from the same county as you. And he's like, oh, that's crazy. And then like we ended up like connecting, meeting up. Turns out this guy was in the same graduating class as my older sister, and he dated her best friend in high school. This is in a different time zone, like a 20-hour drive away. That's small world shit.
I will say the closest thing I have to that. So I was, when I was living in Kentucky, Western Kentucky, my mom, brother, and I, with my grandparents, we went down to Florida for like a week or something for like a trip. Stayed there for a while. My brother, long story short, my brother broke his arm. We ended up in a hospital there. The doctor for my brother that first looked at him was my dad's roommate in college.
That's cool.
Randomly. They both went to UK. Just randomly. He was in Florida. That is cool. Same city we were working in. Just it, I don't remember where in Florida it was, but I was like, I remember my mom telling me that, and I was like 13, 12. I don't remember it much, but I do know it was pretty crazy when it happened.
That is crazy because hospitals have a lot of doctors.
They do.
And the amount of hospitals that you could have ended up in or the amount of places you could have gone on vacation to.
Exactly.
That is crazy. Wow.
Small world.
Small world.
Cool thing to say sometimes.
I'm going to start saying it more often.
So what's your small world story?
Where do you live again, Aaron?
Right now?
Yeah.
About 3 floors down from here on the
small
other side.
World. I had a couple of small world. I think the biggest small world I've ever had was I was living in Spain and I was walking down the street. I put on I had an Iowa Hawkeyes shirt and I'm walking down the street and everyone's speaking Spanish and all of a sudden I hear "Go Hawks." I'm like, the fuck, because I've been living here for like 6+ months and then I hear a "Go Hawks" and I realize, well shit, I guess Iowans do leave the country. That's insane. So yeah, that was my small world pretty much.
I don't know.
Oh, that and in my own, when I was living in New York, in my building, there was a, like, it sucks because I saw him once because I was in a rush. I was going to the airport.
To come to Florida, right?
Yeah, to go visit Ashton in Florida. I was already running late. I was going to get an Uber. I run into this dude that lives in my building. My building's not that big, I think.
It's tiny.
It's a three-story building, but it's not for, very
for
large.
For New York.
That's, okay,
New
I would York, say there's probably like 10, 12 rooms in the building. Yeah. And no, dude, yeah, he had an Iowa shirt. We started talking. I was like, oh, shit, you went to University of Iowa? Yeah, cool. But then I was like, sorry, I got to go. But yeah, small world, very small world. Again, most Iowans do not leave Iowa.
I will say this is not my small world story, but one of my friends I was talking to recently.
Small world.
So he just moved to Indy, right? Just moved to Indy. Ton of apartments, big ass city. Live wherever you want. In his apartment, there's this podcast we listen to. You guys might know it. Pat McAfee Show.
That's in his apartment in Indianapolis?
No, they don't record it there, but one of the guys on the show lives in the same apartment building as him, and he was getting on the elevator with Boston Connor, one of like the main four guys on the Pat McAfee Show. Like, this happened like 5 or 6 days ago. He told me about it, and I was like, that's crazy.
That is, yeah, that's amazing. No, I'm talking about your University of Iowa thing in Spain. That is a good example of that. But there was it was on a fucking commercial that the University of Iowa made. You know how, like, during like football games, they play like commercials of like the teams that are playing. And it was like different like montage stuff of like Iowa alumni, whatever. And it's in Chicago and they're at the Bean. Some guy's taking a selfie with it and like the camera walks past it. The guy's in Iowa stuff is like, oh, go Hawks. Like, are you fucking kidding me? 3 hours away, not to mention which were like 90% of the college I swear to God comes from. Get the fuck out of here.
Dude, I'm going to be honest here. Controversial take. Fuck the Bean.
Oh,
it's so stupid. It's so fucking gross.
It's
like you
so
can't
dumb.
See shit out of it. It's so blurry.
And I don't know if you've been there since, like, I don't know how long it's been that bad, but when we were in Chicago for St. Paddy's Day, we had to wait in line for like 15 minutes and get like patted down before going up there.
To the Bean?
Apparently, like, that area has been getting...
You have to wait in line to go to the Bean?
Apparently, that area has been getting worse and worse with like violence and stuff.
That's fucked.
I've talked about it in the podcast. He's with me. He was the witness himself.
Yeah.
We were leaving the Bean, walking back to our friend's place, like 20 minutes up the road. And we literally witnessed two guys get into an altercation over a traffic. It was just a car at a red light. It says no turn on red. Car behind them honks. We're sitting there on the sidewalk. He's like, ah, they're an asshole. Which, you know, they are.
Yeah.
They are an asshole.
You got to read the signs. Yeah.
Yeah. Read the fucking sign. Like, what are you?
You got to know what's going on.
Did you not graduate elementary school? And then like.
Hey, it's Chicago.
Yeah. Okay. You're right. I got to be more sensitive. And then some guy walks up to us on the sidewalk. He sees the situation, the car honking, and then this guy gets unnecessarily pissed off. He's like, oh, motherfucker, why are you honking on the red? And then he runs up to the car, the car that honked, and he starts saying, hey, fuck you. Why you motherfucker honking on the red? And then this big ass guy gets out the back seat of the car, not the front seat, not the driver, not the guy honking. Some guy gets out the back seat and he's like, bro, get back on that motherfucking sidewalk right now. And the guy's like, fuck you, motherfucker. Why are you honking on the red? The light goes green. The car pulls off and they leave the guy there. He doesn't even get back in the car. And these two guys are sitting here yelling at each other. I'm surprised I didn't see a gun get pulled. This is like 6 feet away from us.
It's fun to like be a third party in that because you can kind of watch, but
no, I was not watching. The last thing I wanted was them being like, "The fuck you looking at, bitch?"
Well, that's why you kind of gotta like use your peripheral and just kind of.
I was like, "Nope, defer, avoid, and just walk off."
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, I'm not involved in this.
The longest thing back to like waiting for the Bean and stuff. Longest thing I had to wait for last time I went to Chicago was, you know, like the Skywalk or whatever the fuck, whenever you like go up in the top of that building and you like walk out on the glass floor or whatever.
Yeah.
But there was like such a long line for that. We were just like, fuck this. We're not going to wait like an hour to get our picture over like a dirty glass floor. It was fucked.
Yeah. I like Chicago and all. Like, I like visiting, but I don't know if I could live there.
Yeah. I think there's too much going on. I mean, like my uncle used to live there. We went to like this bar he used to go to all the time. It was kind of cool because like all the bartenders, everybody that worked there, like waitresses, waiters, they all knew like who my uncle was. So like we were talking to him for a while about it, and that was kind of cool. Like just thinking that like, yeah, we could live down here and like know people and stuff. But apart from that, I just think there's too much going on there. I'm more of a fan of kind of like being out a little bit and not in like the middle of a big city.
For sure. For sure. Living outside of a big city is nice.
Yeah.
I will say from when I was in Florida, being like a part of the major metro, but like kind of having your own little area. Judging the time stamp that we are at, I think it's safe to say we could be wrapping this up relatively soon here, unless there's anything that we want to talk about.
I mean, I think got everything off my chest today.
I mean, to be honest, there wasn't really anything on my chest. We kind of just
exactly.
Just a small world.
Kind of just small world. There's nothing on your chest either.
No, I'm good.
Damn, small world.
Oh, he got it all out already.
That's gonna be the podcast.
That's good content.
That's gonna be the title of this podcast.
Yeah, small world. That'd be funny.
it's a small world after all.
That's so creepy. I do have a story about that. I guess we can close with that. I went to Disney with my sister a while back, and they had the small world like exhibit where you get on the raft and you see all the like, what's it called, animatronics.
Yeah.
But we went there 10 minutes before the park was gonna close. We were the only ones in line.
Oh, that's fucked.
It was terrifying. It was nighttime outside. We were the only boats. All the other boats were empty, and they were singing the song in unison on repeat. It was so scary. It was just, yeah.
Was it indeed a small world after all?
Bro, they were gonna fucking murder us. It was terrifying.
Oh wait, no.
Yeah, that's much better.
It was so scary.
Disney World. Yeah, good place.
Great place.
Small world.
Yeah, so I guess last thing I think I need to bring up here, you need to get one of those little cut things so you can see when, like, cut the podcast off. It'd be cool.
A little, like, snap.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
It would look cool. Like, you could put it on the wall, too.
Yeah, like, grab it from behind you and just, like,
my next biggest thing that I need to get, that I, before I get a little snap cut movie thing that you're talking about, I want to get a banner.
What kind of banner?
Just a banner that's probably like 3 feet long, maybe like 2 feet wide. Just has like the Pay Your Dues like logo on it. And I'm going to need that for doing some tailgate shows come this fall for football season. Because from what it sounds like, I already have plans for a tailgate show in Ames for the Iowa-Iowa State game. And from what I think I've been told, the Purdue game for Iowa as well.
I don't know if you want to perform there. That's just going to be a loss for Iowa.
This is before the game happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, we didn't get into it on this podcast. No matter what you say, at least you're alumni.
Yeah.
Because
gotta rep it, my alma mater.
That if there's one thing I fucking hate more than anything else when it comes to like rivalries is people who aren't even fucking alumni having the biggest mouth.
Let me tell you, you would hate living in Evansville. Everybody there is a Notre Dame fan. Notre Dame football fan, Indiana basketball fan, didn't go to either school. It's crazy.
Just wait till football season comes around because
and we beat you again?
If anybody in Iowa City is like chirping you, your response should just be to like kind of smirk back and say like, "Oh, are you alumni?" Cuz I mean,
I don't even have to ask that.
Iowa has got some pretty shitty fans, and I promise you, most of them probably aren't alumni.
Did we play you guys last year?
Yeah, last year in West Lafayette, final score 24-3.
You guys beat us?
Always.
Yeah. Well, except when you guys were ranked number two.
To be honest, I don't know what happened last year. I was writing it off as a loss going into it. But
last year, like 2022?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what happened that year either. I just remember what happened in 2021. It was kind of sick.
Yeah, it was a big deal. Big deal
year. It wasn't a big deal for us. It was just kind of normal every weekend.
It was a big deal for you, even though every fucking sports channel had it played on repeat the rest of the night. I was out in Arlington, Virginia that night wearing like an Iowa pullover, and like every channel kept playing on repeat. I was like, fucking turn it off. I know what happened. I'm sure nobody here in the DC Metro gives a fuck about Purdue winning. Just turn it off.
I mean, it was pretty cool to watch, so they might have wanted to see it too.
Yeah, well, anyways, we can go ahead and just end this before
it gets too heated over
before,
here.
Before any rants happen. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, bros and whores.
Whoa.
If you made it to the end of this rah, 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 rah. If you made it to the end of this podcast, thank you for listening all across the world. Small world after all. Hit that subscribe, that follow button if you haven't already.
You can't drop that twice in an episode.
Drop what?
You dropped it like a million times.
Yeah, you can't say, like, that's okay. Hit that subscribe button. You already hit it.
Well, it's one in the beginning and one at the end. Anyway,
well, so, I know, but if they hit it the first time and they hit it again.
Oh, shit, they unsubscribe.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bro, no wonder.
Well, they can still pay their own dues by going to the OnlyFans for exclusive access to that visual podcast, yeah. OnlyFans.com/...
Unsubscribe.
Hey, you're... That would actually be a good OnlyFans handle. It's just unsubscribe.
Shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, fours and whores, pay your dues and pound your Busch Lights. Is Busch Light a Purdue beer?
Indiana. Southern Indiana beer, I'd say. Big at Purdue, but not super big. Northern Indiana is big into like Miller Light, Coors Light.
It's the most sold beer in Iowa.
What? No, I know. I'm saying, I just know it's super big in Southern Indiana.
Producer, you've said.
Oh, I'm saying like northern next to Chicago.
You mean Gary?
No, I mean like Indiana.
Around Gary, but not Gary. Yeah.
Gary, Indiana is a hot spot for boy strips, I've heard.
Yeah, it's fun, dude. I stopped at a gas station up there. It's pretty cool.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You never know if you're going to make it out or not.
Bro, I stop at stoplights there.
I don't.
Producer, do you want to come and give us an iconic outro since you've said little to nothing?
Yeah, come on. What?
Give us a good one-liner.
It is a small world.
There you have it. Great ending. Thank you for listening. Take it easy, boys and girls. Yeah.
That's where you need the clap. You need the little...
You should have recorded on your soundboard. It's a small world after all, as the outro.